I think it's 5 o'clock Woodway time, and this is the Planning and Zoning Commission. We have a quorum present, so this meeting is in session. First item that I'm going to comment on is item number two, which is public comment. Are there any citizens or anyone that would care to stand and talk about any matter to this commission? Not seeing anyone stand. Number three, I'll ask the members to consider action on the minutes of the February 11, 2025 meeting. And I think the ones that were handed to you have one correction on who made the motion and second of item number five. And we now have that corrected with the right persons. So with that correction, would you consider?
I'll make a motion that with that right correction, we approve the minutes of February 11th, 2025.
Second.
Second, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Minutes are approved. So barely getting going, it's 5:01 p.m. Woodway time, and I'll recess the commission for a moment and open a public hearing on an application to develop in a planned district a retail shop, lots 2 and 3, block 9 of the Oakdale addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 825/827 Estates Drive. Would anyone like to speak in favor of that matter? Seeing no one, would anyone like to speak against that matter? Yes, ma'am, if you'd come to the podium and identify yourself and address.
Yes, sir. Can you speak up a little bit?
I can try to do that. I got one right here. Does that help any?
It's not very loud.
Not very loud? Good. Can you hear me now?
It is on.
Can you?
Not really.
Is there a button?
That one's hot. Yeah.
We're live over here.
Good.
Good afternoon. I am Bonnie Lancaster. My husband Curtis and I live at 843 Estates Drive. Our driveway goes right into across the street where this proposed retail center is going to be. And we have concerns about the traffic, about what is proposed to go in there. With the high lines that run right through, how do you propose to have parking or building alignment? It's just something that in the 25 years we've lived here, we've never seen that property ever developed. The deer are plentiful over there. We've seen some kids maybe playing on the area occasionally, not often. But we're concerned about what is going to happen with us coming out of our driveway, people coming out if you're going to put in a convenience store, if you're going to put in a retail strip center. What kind of traffic do you see coming out of it? Yeah. And what's that going to do to us? What's it going to do to our property values, for one? Because if we ever decide to sell our home and move on, is it going to diminish them because we've got this commercial retail property across the street? I used to work for the McLennan County Appraisal District, and I retired there in 2016, so I understand the jargon. And I'm just curious as to why this piece of property. I realize Woodway's landlocked. I realize you can't go and acquire any more land and expand city limits. But I see great development going down 84, and I've seen it around the school area. But why this little bitty parcel? What does that little bitty parcel have to offer to the citizens of Woodway? That's our question.
That's a good question, and maybe we'll address it as we move through the meeting, as we look at the particular things that are about to come up on the agenda, and that's probably all I would say at this point in time. Speaking in generality, not to your question, but in generality, if a piece of property, as you know from your experience, if a piece of property is zoned commercial.
Yes, I realize it is.
And a property owner owns it, then the property owner can, within the regulations or ordinances of the city, they can do what they can do to that property. And it's difficult to say to somebody, you've owned it, it's zoned properly, and you're complying with all the ordinances, that you can't do it. That's a difficult thing.
I understand that.
And even though at times it might, as you said, it might make sense to be questioned and concerned with. So other than that, I don't know that we would particularly make any other comment to you on that. We hear your comment, and as we move through the meeting, we'll bear that in mind.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'd like to add something.
Could you, again, I'm sorry to ask you, but you'll have to identify yourself and your address again.
Kurt Lancaster. Oh, yeah. I used to use one of these for about 50 years, so I'm certainly acquainted with them. Okay, Kurt Lancaster, 843 Estates Drive. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Well, after living here for 25 years and it being relatively peaceful, relative is the key word here, but since this bizarre thing has been put in out here in front, and that's the nicest thing I can say about it, even though it's very colorful. The bike lane, as we found out the other day, had somebody rolling through it going south in an automobile. It's not the first time that's happened. And we're going, holy moly, somebody's going to get killed out there. And it's going to happen. Just hope you folks are going to be ready for that when it does. And on the turn lane, that's where people were driving northbound. Now, on the lanes where you're supposed to be driving, nobody was driving. I was going like, hello, what is the problem here? And it is not 30 miles an hour there. Usually, I worked years ago as a dispatcher for a police department outside of Lubbock. And I got chances to look at speed areas when we were sitting there marking them with radar. And there's very few people driving 30. Now, you know, I don't know. Woodway has probably one of the best police departments in the country. Absolutely. And why they're not okay to get down there and bust somebody's butt for driving too damn fast. And they should be, because it needs to be taken care of. Because when we try to pull out from our driveway, thank goodness Woodway's Finest, usually if they're running hot south, they usually hit their siren as they're coming around that corner. Because otherwise, they'd mow over you. There's no two ways about it.
Mr. Lancaster, I appreciate what you're saying, but I do want to point out on the agenda, typically public comments are limited to 3 minutes, and I know you've got some real important points you want to get to about this specific development. So in the interest of you might want to hit those points and again, just to make sure that you can get through all the most of
I thank you for your comments. I'm overly lenient in letting people speak past the 3 minutes.
Well, I wasn't planning on keeping you all here all night because I got to go home and go to sleep too.
It's, so. I would only answer you and tell you that this body does not deal with those issues for bike lanes and other sort of things. That's the city council's purview, and there are members of the city council in the room. And I would attend a city council meeting and express your thoughts there with regard.
Be happy to.
Because we don't deal with that. Anybody else on a public hearing? Yes, sir.
My name is Vasile Romenga Thompson. It's spelled V-A-S-I-L-E. It's Romanian. Probably don't hear that very often here. I own 810 Estate Drive, so it's two lots over. I cannot speak for or against because I'd like to know a little more about this development. What does it entail, the size of it and all that? Then I can make up some decisions. So will it be presented here today or?
We do plan on having some discussions regarding that today.
Oh, but us to see it, it's no such thing.
You just sit tight in your chair and I guess you'll hear whatever we hear.
All right, that's all I had to say. So I cannot make up my mind. I'd like to see a little more about this development. If it's an itty-bitty one, okay. But if we're talking something big, it's a different story.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Gary Obenshain, I live at 9109 Midway Drive. I started dating my wife about 40 years ago. We've been married 37 years now, since the 13th. Anyway, I remember coming down Estates Drive back when I was dating her. There used to be a Dairy Queen there for years. That became a problem because a lot of the high school kids would hang out there in their souped-up cars. I'm not condemning that. I'm just saying because I did the same thing with bikes. But there were many times that I was coming down that road and dang near got sideswiped by those kids. The owner of the Dairy Queen wound up closing it because the kids were coming in there throwing beer bottles, trash, cigarettes, and all kinds of other stuff in the parking lot. And like this man just asked, I am real interested in what it's going to be when you open it up. What are you building? Because that's going to determine what kind of clientele this man's going to have. I don't hold it against this man from trying to make a dollar. I'm all for that. I've got my own small business I deal with. So I'm not going to tell him, no, he can't build. I would just like to know, what is he going to build? And how is it going to affect the community? Because if it starts to attract some of the kids hanging around the parking lot and it just be a hangout place on Friday and Saturday night and they start trashing it and then he winds up closing it down. The Dairy Queen sat empty for a while. Then a Mexican restaurant moved in. They wound up closing down and the building sat empty and started running down and it really was an eyesore to the community.
I understand. And again, that's a question of the council ultimately, but we'll hear some of that tonight, what's going to be planned.
So the budget... Folks like you, you have no clue what he's going to build?
We're not involved with budgets, sir. We just look at compliance with laws for the...
Then he's going to have licenses on something. Because if it's going to be a restaurant, there's going to have to be something with the health department, correct?
Yes, sir.
And the other thing, too, with that bike lane right there, where's everybody going to park?
That's a question for the council, sir. I would address it to them if I were you. I got to ask you one question, though, before you sit down. Okay.
Right, I spell it right. The folks up in West, they came through Galveston.
Sorry,
the folks down there couldn't.
Sorry to delay everybody, but my fifth grade teacher was Mrs. Obenshain, and her husband was a fireman here in Waco.
Right. I've done the history on the name, and it was actually written the way it's written. My way, Obenshain. Okay. It's just the folks down in Galveston couldn't write German.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing no one else speak, it's 5:13 p.m. and I'll close the public hearing and bring our commission back in order again. 4B is to discussion and consider action on a report to the City Council regarding an application to develop in a planned district a retail shop, lots 2, 3, Block 9, Oakdale addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 827 Estates Drive. John, would you talk about it?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is, as we all know, just right up the street here. It is pretty grassy right now. Amy took us a nice picture. If you want some reference on Estates, the lot directly to the left, I would say, that 52 was the old Dairy Queen lot. If it helps you familiarize yourself, you can see West Fairway in the picture, Estates in the picture. This being the application to develop, it is the zoning portion of your purview. And so they are proposing a retail shop, which a retail shop is allowed in this zone. So we've recommended approval, but this is the, you will get site development at a future date. We'll dive into more what it is. From what I can see, it's about 830 square feet building. But like I said, the app to develop is strictly the zoning portion of this development. Anybody have any questions for me?
Have the owners of the property indicated what they, other than retail in general, have they indicated what their intended use is for that?
The owners here, if you would like to ask, for sure, if they would like to speak, I mean, if it's up to you.
If you don't mind.
There's a lot of questions, ma'am. Would you mind stepping forward to the podium and identify yourself? Because there are a lot of questions by people. Thank you.
My name is Marissa, and the retail shop is going to be a bridal shop.
So there are two sides to it, and both sides are going to be separate shops or one
yes,
shop?
Yes, one side is going to be a tailor shop, and then the other side is going to be a bridal shop.
Okay. And
can you say that again, please? I can't hear you. Can you say that again?
It's going to be a bridal shop.
Okay. And y'all have already made the preliminary looks at parking, whether it would be adequate. And again, we aren't to that point yet for us, but that has come up, concerns about adequate parking.
Yes, ma'am.
And the size of the building was that you're proposing?
Did I hear? 830 square feet so far. No, we have not received site development. That can change some.
Okay.
But proposed right now, yes, because we're only in the zoning phase of this.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that would be for both sides, 800, what, 37?
Total
square foot. So it's probably about maybe 40 by 20 or 35 by 30, something like that.
34 by 27.
34
by
27.
Okay. The footprint. And sorry, I look at these things.
So that's probably a parking of about 4 spots. Is that about right?
Yes.
And how will they gain access to that? They'll have to drive through the bike lane? Isn't that on the bike? That's on the bike lane side.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I didn't mean to put it on the spot.
No, that's perfectly fine. But yes, we would, just like a driveway, a street,
right,
we would remove that section to whatever distance she needs to get into that property. Just like if anything else develops down the street that's not already developed, we would just remove those pieces to allow for to get in there.
Like a double drive approach, maybe 16, 20 foot, 24 foot, something like that, drive approach.
There's rules in that. Yeah, it needs to be at least 20. Yeah, yeah. And we don't know yet. We'll know as soon as.
When they come pull in,
got it mapped out so you can pull.
But this is specifically just regarding.
Say circle around,
come out.
Right, and that's why I don't really like to say this is set in stone, because until we receive it, they could, if they need to tweak it a little bit. We have sat down with the owner and her development team and kind of gone over some of our roles, so they're familiar with what they need to do when they bring it back to us.
Thank you. It might be a little bit out of the normal at this stage, but yet we have citizens here who are asking those questions,
right,
and so therefore I think it's beneficial to the citizens to hear kind of what the plan is.
Sure.
Even though perhaps that's not what we're approving tonight, at least have some idea what's going on to the property.
No, for sure.
And don't know how much traffic is it. You know, if it's going to be a point, is it appointment only, or is it just for anybody that comes in, walks in the door, or has figured that out yet?
So it's not going to be by appointment.
It's not? Okay, sure.
Yeah.
I got you. Do you have a business like that now?
Yes, sir.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. So you know, you've already got a following then?
Yes.
Okay, so you're just kind of extending it to this area. I got you. Okay.
Let me ask one question with Martha's insight in it. Some people have asked about the bicycle trail thing, and he says they're going to take out part of it for the cars to ingress and egress. Are there no parking signs on estates?
Yeah. There are, for sure.
I already know the answer.
Yes, there are.
No, they're not.
Down by the school.
Down by the school. But all that area there are no parking signs. Mm-hmm. So what happens when somebody comes and just wants to park in the street in front of her shop on the street?
I would assume that'd be a question for the PD. I don't know how they handle that, but I don't think you can park in the bike lane.
The city is that there are no parking signs.
Right. I mean, I could ask the police chief. I don't know how they handle that.
It's
an
issue.
You know, walking path.
Ingress issue.
Right.
Okay. Anybody got questions more about John?
Yeah, one more question related to parking also. So this is next to the big power lines, and I guess we can't do any building under those, but can you do parking lot in that area?
I know during the talk, yes. You can do flat work, which would include parking under areas of that. I know we did advise the owner to be sure and talk to Encore if they wanted to do something like that, but yeah, it is allowed, like, to do flat work.
But that lot is part of this, not the proposed construction. I understand that can change, but if you go back, the three lots are all owned, right?
Yeah, those are the two lots is what she owns. Yes, and it's the majority of that other lot is that easement, but they could easily put parking under there.
Legally speaking, you could put parking, additional parking under those power lines.
For sure, for sure.
Anybody else? Yeah, I think that the city is recommending approval of this request to develop in this planned district. And of course, that means that you're not issuing building permits or anything else. You're just starting the phase of this process. And so saying, you're telling us that it's properly zoned and the indications are they will meet the ordinances of the city.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And so the city recommends approval. What would you?
I make a motion that we recommend approval to the City Council regarding the application to develop in Queen District Retail Shop Lots 2 and 3, Block 9 of the Oakdale Edition in the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 825-827 Estates Drive.
Second motion.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign.
No.
It's approved to be passed on to the City Council.
Can I make a quick comment?
Yes, sir.
It's passed. Just for citizens' sake, appreciate your interest in Woodway for sure and everybody's concerns. There's from time to time in the years I've been on this, a perception that we have a controlling factor in size or what type of business is allowed in there. We really don't. If it's zoned that way, we're here to make sure that it complies with the regulations, as Chairman Kroll said, and if it meets those regulations, and that business owner invested in that property as commercial, we're not in a place to say what they can or cannot put in there or what kind of traffic it might demand. They bought that as an investment. So I just didn't want the perception that we have some filter of types or size or architecture or anything of that nature. Just wanted that comment on record.
Any staff updates?
There are none this evening, but I will bring you back some traffic law for next time at staff updates.
Good. Good. I need a motion.
Last questions or
no? No, sir. Well, that's.
Do you have what question would you like to ask?
Well, for residential, I thought it's you're obligated a certain square footage. Now we're talking business, so this is 830. There's no, as far as that goes, no limitation on how small you can build.
There's a limitation. If there's any limitations, it's communicated to us by the city staff if it meets the ordinances or not. So we are told by the city staff if it meets the ordinances or not based on their plan review. We're not engineers. We're not architects. We're not here to determine if it does or not. City staff communicates to us if it meets the regulations or not.
Maybe said another way, if it was out of parameters, they would let us know and then we would have something to discuss. If it meets the restrictions, there's no discussion about it because it's a given that it's within the city's parameters size-wise.
It would be told to us and we would have to issue a variance if it did not meet that.
Simple. Yeah, I mean, there are various ordinances, sir. There are landscape ordinances, and there are things that are going to have to be complied with, but that's all part of the next stage, not tonight's business. Yes, sir.
Just curiosity, the buildings would be on either side of the high power lines?
I don't think we've seen any drawings of the buildings at this point.
Well, right now, you can't build under those lines.
Well, whatever is built will be built according to state and city ordinances and laws.
And easements.
Yeah, and easements. I'm looking for item number 6.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thank you.